Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
He runs routes very well and is very reliable in their check days. This is McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey is to the goal line and in for a Carolina touchdown.
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
It's never a bad time to talk NFL, especially when it's win totals and sleeper teams. Everybody wants to find a sleeper. Everybody wants to find that underdog team. And in the NFL, that's what you usually get. So Ken and I are drafting the eight teams who have win totals that are set at eight or less this year.
Six teams each. So they're 12. You said eight teams, I think.
I said eight. It's been, you know,
well,
what?
Teams at eight or lower on the win total.
I counted the teams wrong earlier. Scott Lynn had to correct me. Thank you for that. And now I'm getting it wrong again. Math is just not my thing today. Simple math. Just numbers. It's not working for me. So thank That's God okay. I have you guys here that can actually handle it, because I clearly can't.
All right. So it's my pick next? Yeah, because you took the Saints.
It will be your pick. Let's recap real quick about who's drafted who. Yeah. So I took Jacksonville with the first pick. You took Pittsburgh, correct, right, with the second one. That was your pick. I came back with the Washington, my Washington Commanders.
Yep.
Who have great culture in that organization. So they'll be just fine. You then took the Jets. You're jumping on the Jets bandwagon. And of course, if Zach Wilson is good, though, tell you something, that team will be better. But if Zach Wilson is bad, oh boy, they may have three wins this entire season. It all rests, as it usually does, on quarterbacks, without question. And then I came back with the Saints, who, as you said, were the boring pick, but I don't care, because I'm in this to win. I'm not in this to make friends. I'm in this to win.
All right.
Win I will. I don't even know how we determine who wins this, because this is a long way off.
Yeah. So. The next, well, we can, you know what's going to happen? I'll tell you exactly how we figure out who wins.
All right.
Like on like January 3rd, you and I will be watching like Red Zone, and they will put up the graphic that says in the
they
hunt,
will.
And you and I
they
will immediately remember that we did this, and you will, one
Scott
of us will take a
track
picture of,
this.
Of it. One of Save us will take a picture of it and tag the other one and go, how many of each did we have, basically? That's so that whenever the first in the – when's the first in the hunt graphic? Is it like week – so 18-week regular season is like week 16 like they usually put it up, or 15?
16 or 15. Yeah. Usually, because it usually starts early, right? Because everybody kind of wants to get the – if the playoffs started today, here's where it would be. It gives perspective. So I want to say you start seeing – I'm sure it's different. Yeah, it might even be sooner. It might be like week 13.
Well, do we want to set a cutoff? Like, because I don't want, like, the week 12 one, like, I don't want, who cares, you know? Like, I don't want that.
So how about, they've got to be there by 16, week 16. So
the
that
week 16
you,
in the hunt graphic. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, week 16, 17, and 18, you've got those weeks. So I would say week 16. Let's do that.
Right. Well, because 16 to 17 to 18, more teams will drop off because no people will stop being in the hunt as much because the spots will be wrapped up. 16's a good one. So the week 16 in the hunt graphic, that's how we're deciding this.
All right.
Okay, I have the next pick. And this is a brutal landscape of teams that are now available. Let me tell you who's available for my pick. And by the way, we're not halfway done with this. So here are the teams who are available that I can take with my third pick of six. Sleeper team to be on the In the Hunt graphic. Here are the teams available already for me to pick from. Houston, they're the only team left from the AFC. I won't be picking them. Here are the teams from the NFC that are available. The Giants, who got rid of their best player this offseason because they have no money. Detroit. Chicago, who might be the worst team in the league. Carolina, who might start Sam Darnold week one. Atlanta, who might start Desmond Ridder week one. And Seattle, who might start Drew Lock week one. Actually, is going to start Drew Lock week one, I think, at this point. I think they're going to trade for Baker Mayfield. So, like, That's who I've got.
Yes.
From a win total standpoint, I would take the Giants if the win total, if it was just by win total. Like, can I ever take the Giants, though? Like, Nick likes them this year as a Giants fan. But, like, they just don't have... Like,
but as somebody that is also a fan of an NFC East team, you can get very... Your mind can get very clouded very quickly. So...
Detroit is a little interesting. Carolina is a little interesting. That's what I was thinking about taking originally. I will take Carolina. That's who I'm going to take. So... I was between Carolina and the Giants. I'll take Carolina. People are going to be like, well, Daniel Jones is like way better than Sam Darnold. It might end up being Matt Corral like pretty soon, soon. And I don't know if at the Elite 11 camp, he did. I don't have any idea what these guys did. I know he was like a monster recruit that Ole Miss got. Might have been the number one quarterback in his class, actually. I think he was a 5-star. So, like, there's at least some potential here. He didn't play for, last year was his second year. First year, like, did things you would expect first year college quarterbacks to do, and then was awesome last year. And they weren't a great team last year, Ole Miss. That was not even close to a great Ole Miss team, even though they had a pretty good year. If it's him, this team can be in the hunt. And they need to, because their coach is going to lose his job if they're not in the hunt. If they're in the hunt, Matt Rhule gets, like, maybe another chance. But if they're not, you got motivation here. Atlanta doesn't have to do anything. Atlanta doesn't have to be in the hunt for anybody to lose their job. So I'll take Carolina. That'll be my next pick.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, too, because there's reports out there again today of, like, Carolina's sitting tight on Baker Mayfield, maybe. And that will change this. If Baker Mayfield's healthy, they'll at least get over. They can be in the hunt late in the year. They'll probably hit the over on their win.
Still get him. It feels like they're not going to get, I don't know. It feels to me like he's just... Is he going to end up being like some backup somewhere?
None of this makes sense because
He might stink. That's probably why it doesn't make sense, because apparently everyone thinks he's terrible.
Well, when he's healthy, he's a decent quarterback, face of the XFL. Yeah, Bill, that might be what he is. Face of the XFL in a year. Look, Baker Mayfield a couple of years ago had a solid season for the Browns, but that team has way too much talent for them to have underachieved the way they did. And he played hurt and was hurt a lot last year, which is part of the problem.
If you're not on the field. Yeah, the off-the-field stuff, which you heard everybody talk about in the offseason. Yeah.
He's also just got way too much ego, and he doesn't have the personality to be he's not good enough to act like Aaron Rodgers, and he acts like Aaron Rodgers. That's kind of where we are. There's way too much ego, and there's way too much sensitivity there, and firing back at people all the time, and it distracts him. It gets under his head. So, all right, you're going Carolina.
Yep.
I actually find myself...
We have to do three picks each year in... 6 minutes.
Okay, so we'll go a little bit faster then. How about that? Then you know what? I'm going to stick with my NFC East theme because I know everybody's in the hunt in the NFC East late. I'm taking the Giants.
Yep.
I'll take the Giants here as my next pick just because of the fact that you're always in the hunt when you're in the NFC East because everybody hovers around 500 until probably late in the season anyway. So bare minimum, the Giants have a chance to have a season where their win total set at 7 right now, that they can at least come close to that late in the year. And by week 16, they're sitting there in the hunt. So give me the Giants.
Okay. So my choice for my pick is between Houston, Detroit, Chicago, Atlanta, and Seattle. Those are the teams that are left. I'll say those again, uglier. Just to emphasize how the stupidity of this decision. Houston, Detroit, Chicago, Atlanta, Seattle.
Man.
Do I take Fields upside? Do I take Drew Lock upside? The division's impossible. Ugh. Do I take Detroit? Dan Campbell, kneecaps, year two?
Biting those kneecaps.
Oh, God.
It's gotten ugly now.
I'm this taking one of the teams from the NFC North, but I don't know which one. I will take... Oh, God. I think I'm going to take Detroit, actually.
Okay.
Oh, God. That's terrible. Whatever. I guess the sell is they were in a ton of competitive games last year. They just won like zero of them, basically. So figure like the coin flips land the other way, kind of. You could end up in the hunt graphic. Jameson Williams may be ready by training camp. That'd help a little bit too. I'll take Detroit.
All right, then I'm going to stick in the same division and take Chicago here. I'm going with the Fields upside, and that's really what it comes down to. Is that you know?
What about the everyone? What about the everyone else downside? Does that concern you at all?
that's the issue. Look, man, we're sitting here dealing with spoiled milk and disgusting, rotten, moldy food, and saying make a dinner out of it. I'll probably get sick. So at this point now, there's not a lot to justify with this. I'm not confident in any of these teams at this point.
So Scott writes in our chat, that's where the what's for dinner. So here are the items: spoiled milk, spoiled yogurt, moldy bread, bad clams, and burnt eggs. You have to eat one of those. What are you eating?
Out of all of those, burnt eggs easily.
For sure. Yeah. Not even close.
Not even a question. Yeah,
what would the second pick be? Spoiled milk, spoiled yogurt, moldy bread, bad clams.
Because technically, I can. You never said I can't peel off the mold, so I can still eat around the mold.
Oh, that's true. Right, you can't unspoil part of the milk to drink it, to be
you
fair.
You can't unspoil part of the milk.
Right.
You're vomiting kind of a strainer, very quickly.
Right? So, right, exactly. So, all right, so you took Chicago. So here are the teams that are left. Spoiled milk, Houston. So the teams that are left are Houston, Atlanta, and Seattle, right?
Houston, Atlanta, Seattle,
Right, and you have one pick left, and I have two. I mean, I'm going to take Seattle. This is actually pretty easy. So I'll take Seattle and pray that Drew Locke is competent and they love him and they think they can fix him. Sounds like some kind of rom-com that's taking place in the NFL. So I'll take Seattle. I'll pray that Drew Locke is competent.
I can fix Drew. He's going to be different. Yeah. We'll be different.
Right.
Give me Atlanta.
Witherspoon and who's the guy been in rom-coms recently?
This summer, Reese Witherspoon and Ryan Reynolds in I Can Fix Drew.
Oh yeah. Right.
Coming this summer to theaters.
Who are you going to go with? Houston and Atlanta. You're going to take Atlanta.
I'm taking Atlanta. Give me Atlanta.
Oh, I don't know about that. Oh, man.
Houston's got long neck Davis Mills at quarterback. I'm not that. Everybody's like, oh, look, he played well for the last few games. He's going to look terrible this year. Stop it. This team is awful. They are purposely trying to find themselves a quarterback in next year's draft. Give me the Falcons, and I'll leave you with the spoiled milk in Houston.
I guess the argument for it's so funny because Atlanta's win total is 5 juiced way under, and Houston's is 4.5 juiced a little under. So we've left the two worst ones for last. I mean, these had to be the two last picks. These had to be the two last picks. I don't even know if I would hear an argument for people be like the Jets, and I'll just disagree with that. So, man, like, would I have picked Atlanta over Houston? I don't know if I would have done that. I guess the AFC is so tough, you have to pick Atlanta. Like, like any team in the NFC, any team could be in the hunt because the NFC is so bad.
My lean for this was NFC East is going to give you an advantage. I liked the Jags right off the top. Sure. And after that, just give me NFC. Stay away from the AFC as much as possible.
So that's how I ended up with 3 AFC teams of the 4. That's what you're saying.
Yep.
I also ended up with Houston because I picked last. That's how I ended up with Houston.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, then I will very confidently, happily take the Houston Texans as my final sleeper team. Okay. So let's run down our teams. So I have... I won't do this in order, but I'll do it really quickly. I have the Jets, the Steelers, and the Texans in the AFC. And then I don't remember. We should do this after the break or something.
Yeah, we probably should. We'll talk to Von Dalzell as well. Get into the NBA next because you're killing the clock over there. You're so intrigued by our roster. It's You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.